Coming this Easter Sunday, sacred music for the Easter season. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Lutheran Public Radio, sacred music for the world. Coming Easter Sunday at LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Obamacare is a dagger aimed at the heart of religious freedom in this country.
I think that the health care law is really important. I believe that health care is a human right.
We're praying that this visit of the Holy Father help the Cuban people move towards a future of hope.
If I can show you the resurrection of Christ, a historic, grounded fact, then believing that God created the heavens and the earth, piece of cake.
My name is Mark, and I am a home health physical therapist. And while driving in between patients' homes, I love to listen to Issues, Etc.
This has come to the fore. I think it's always in the back of our minds. But it's come to the fore lately as Christians in a world where we really have just unprecedented liberty and freedom in the United States. We've taken for granted for so long that there's been this kind of balance struck for us by society between what we are as Christians and what we are as citizens. And of course, we are both at the same time, and we can't be one and not be the other at any point in our lives. What is the real relationship from a Christian perspective between the church and the state, whether you live in free America or far less favorable political circumstances? Welcome back to Issues, Etc. We're coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Dr. Cameron McKenzie will be our guest for the first few minutes of the program. We're going to talk about church and state, a distinction, not necessarily a separation, at least the way we think of separation nowadays. A little bit later, Dr. David Adams will join us tomorrow. The church is remembering Joseph, the patriarch from the Old Testament, the book of Genesis. We'll talk about his story with Dr. David Adams. Now, you can join us for the next hour, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc. Dr. Cameron McKenzie is professor and chairman of the Department of Historical Theology at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. He's author of an article in the latest issue of the Lutheran Witness magazine titled Church and State, Distinct but Not Separate. Dr. McKenzie, welcome back.
Well, hello, Todd. Nice to be with you again.
What is the difference between saying that there is a separation of church and state and a distinction between church and state?
Well, as I use those two words, the word distinction is a more generic term, simply to indicate that we have two institutions, each established by God, but each established by God for a different purpose. The purpose of the church is proclamation of the gospel, by which people enter into a right relationship with God through the forgiveness of sins, become heirs of eternal life, expect the resurrection of the body, and so forth. So that's one institution that God has established. But for life in this world, for temporal existence, for the maintenance of body and the human life and relationships, God has established another institution, that is government. And so you have two different institutions, two different purposes, two different methods of operating. The word separation is a word that I'm using to talk about the American system, the one that is encapsulated in the First Amendment to the Constitution, but that really has evolved a great deal since then through many Supreme Court decisions and the like, which now holds, for example, public schools can't have any kind of Bible reading or prayer, that there are very few things. Oh, you know, and even some jurisdictions, government officials can't wear lapel crosses or other religious symbols. That's the notion of separation, and that is a peculiarly American way of thinking about the relationship between the two institutions.
So, for all the centuries of Christendom, before anyone ever dreamed of an America or ever thought of making a distinction or separation between church and state, the church already had a scriptural teaching that made the distinction between the two. What was it?
Well, as I said, God has established both. Government is established for maintenance of law and order on account of the sinfulness of man. If we didn't have an institution like government, we would tear each other apart. So we have government that works through the law to keep people in line as much as they can. But we also have the church. And what I mean particularly by the church is not any kind of arrangement, but the fact that God has sent our Lord Christ to be our Savior and has chosen men to proclaim this and to administer the sacraments so that through that ministration we enter into a right relationship with God that starts here but goes on into eternity. That's an entirely different thing from the state. But both are important, and God is the one who has established each of them. So the question in history, and it's one of the big questions all the way through history, is what is the relationship between these two, and how should they interact? And in many instances, through the course of the centuries, there have been rulers who have been Christians, and they have used their temporal authority to advance the mission of the church, not themselves by preaching the gospel, but, for example, by sending out missionaries or facilitating the building of churches or listening to pastors advise them on the content of the law or the moral law as it's given to us in Scripture. So there are lots of different ways that those two institutions can interact, but the Christian teaching is that both of them have been established by God for specific purposes.
With respect to the government and God's establishment of it, you're really mm-hmm. talking about Romans chapter 13, aren't you?
Yeah, that's a big passage, but of course there's also the Matthew 22 passage, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's and unto God the things that are God's, and then what is it that we need to render to Caesar? Well, passages like Romans 13 tell us that we too are to obey those that the authorities that God has established over us. And then later it talks also about praying for our rulers, honoring our rulers. So, the New Testament as well as the Old, but particularly the New Testament, talks about the obligation that Christians have toward their government.
Does Scripture ever give any credence to a very kind of common opinion nowadays, sadly common even among Christians, that government is a necessary evil?
Well, it's necessary. Scripture is pretty clear that it's necessary because of evil, but I think it would be wrong to say that anything that God has established is itself evil or even a necessary evil. You could compare this just for a moment to the institution of marriage. God established marriage for wonderful and good purposes. After the fall into sin, however, marriage became an institution that was necessary for controlling human beings' inclination to sexual license. So marriage became an alternative to sexual immorality. So it became necessary on account of evil, but that didn't make the institution itself evil. And so I would say the same thing about government. Yeah, it's necessary because human beings are evil and we do bad things and we need government to check the bad and promote the good. But the institution itself is good. It's created by God, and those who serve in government are doing a good thing. It's important that Christians in this world run for office, become civil servants, join the police force, enter the army. Those are all very God-pleasing vocations, and Christians should have no hesitation to enter those positions. But their purpose is to go after bad guys and to protect people from various forms of wickedness.
We're talking with Dr. Cameron McKenzie about church and state, and we'll continue our conversation with him for a few minutes on the other side of the break. It's Friday afternoon, March the 30th. I invite your questions or comments. You can give us a call. We're coming to you live. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email with a question or a comment, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc. Dr. Cameron McKenzie is professor and chairman of the Department of Historical Theology at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and he's authored an article in the latest issue of the Lutheran Witness magazine titled Church and State, Distinct but Not Separate. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623 MYIE, talkback@issuesetc.org, or our Twitter address @issuesetc. When we come back, it's important to note that as individual citizens and Christians, we don't have the luxury of kind of stepping into one kingdom and out of the other, or vice versa. We are always, at the same time, citizens of both kingdoms, and we'll talk about that after this. Concordia Publishing House has a great new resource to help you teach your children and grandchildren classical Christian hymns. It's called My First Hymnal. You can find out more about it at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase My First Hymnal by calling CPH 1-800-325-3040. Teach your children and grandchildren hymns like A Mighty Fortress, Abide With Me, Children of the Heavenly Father, and more with My First Hymnal, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month.
Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org. Click support and publicize your congregation to the world.
Where Christianity meets culture, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Coming this Easter Sunday, sacred music for the Easter season. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Lutheran Public Radio, sacred music for the world. Coming Easter Sunday at LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Greetings from your friends at Zion Lutheran Church, Muscoda, Illinois, a proud supporter of Issues Etc. Zion Lutheran is a welcoming, family-friendly church that's firmly grounded on the unchanging truth of God's Word. We receive God's gifts of grace in a timeless, reverent way each Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Zion Lutheran is located at 101 South Railway in Muscoda, Illinois. Zion Lutheran is a church home that's both faithful and friendly, and you'll be warmly welcomed. For more information, call 618-566-7345.
Welcome back. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're talking church and state with Dr. Cameron McKenzie on this Friday afternoon. A little bit later, the church will be remembering Joseph the Patriarch. Tomorrow, we'll be remembering him today in advance of that with Dr. David Adams of Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Dr. McKenzie, is there kind of an inevitable tension for the Christian, in this case, in particular,
in that he lives in both these kingdoms. I mean, it may not be a tension created by God's governing here, but by our sinful existence in it. Is there a tension there?
Yeah, I think there is, on account of the sinfulness, our own sinfulness and the sinfulness of the world. Government is the exercise of power, and power has its own peculiar temptations, and it's easy, and it has often been misused, and when Christians are involved in holding it, they sometimes get dragged into misuses of power. Then there's also, maybe even more fundamental than that, the kind of tension between life as a Christian and life as an office holder. Let me see if I can explain this a little bit. If you think of the Sermon on the Mount and the kind of ethic that our Lord describes there, for example, if somebody hits you on one cheek, turn to him the other, or if somebody takes your cloak, let him also have your coat. You know, those ideas, those are really manifestations of the brotherly love commandment, that we ought to love our neighbor as ourselves. Well, if you're an office holder, you are a policeman, and you are dealing with an evildoer, you don't treat him with brotherly love. You arrest him, you secure him, you take him into the judicial system. If you're a judge, you send him to jail, you take away his liberty. All of those are part of your God-given vocation to enforce the law as part of temporal rule. But as a Christian, in relationship to your neighbor, you wouldn't do those things. If your neighbor wants to slug you in the face, well, Jesus says you let him do it. As a Christian, you suffer evil rather than resisting it. So there is that tension also. And a lot of times people have gotten this mixed up, and they've tried to put Christian ethics into government. Well, that certainly doesn't work, because then you'll have no law and order. Or the other way, they have tried to forget what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount and pretend that it really doesn't mean anything, and that we ought to act just as we would if we weren't Christians, and that's wrong also.
Finally then, Dr. McKenzie, this is referencing something we talked about before, that many Christians, especially in America, are very wary of government, and perhaps with merit, but they... It's almost become axiomatic among Christians that somehow God is against government, or government is against God. The two enterprises are somehow fundamentally against one another in some way. Does that viewpoint hold any scriptural water?
I don't think so, except from this standpoint, that the scriptures do talk about the wickedness of the world. And insofar as people who occupy positions of power in government are not themselves Christians, but in our day and age we have so much secularism, it is a little bit of a fearful thing that government will use its God-given power to advance an irreligious agenda. Moreover, in the United States, our particular tradition, coming right out of the experience with the British, was to look upon government always potentially tyrannical. And so it's kind of American, peculiarly American, to say, the smallest government is the best government, to put into place checks and balances against a governmental power that's too strong, all of which I kind of embrace as a typical American, but I'm not so sure that we can make a Christian argument there. Government power does come from God, and when exercised appropriately in conformity with God's purposes, it is good.
Dr. Cameron McKenzie is professor and chairman of the Department of Historical Theology at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. He's author of an article in the latest issue of the Lutheran Witness magazine titled Church and State, Distinct but Not Separate. Dr. McKenzie, thank you very much for being our guest.
You're very welcome, Todd. As always, I appreciate being on Issues, Etc. Thank you.